Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dick Donovan. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Irv Noren. Batting second. The right fielder, Elston Howard. Batting third. The second baseman, Gil McDougald. Batting fourth. The catcher, Yogi Berra. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting eighth. The pitcher, Tommy Byrne. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Tommy Byrne. And now, play ball. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McDougald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Irv Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso throws the ball into Fox, who tags Noren, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra takes first base on ball four. McDougald moves to second. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle takes first base on ball four. McDougald moves to third. Berra moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Busby. The throw from Berra and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel strikes out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Skourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a line drive into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Byrne for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan strikes out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo takes first base on ball 4. Kell moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Noren strikes out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McDougald strikes out. Two outs. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Berra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0 for 1 in the game. Donovan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Skowron reaches second base with a double. Minoso throws the ball into Kell, who tags Skowron trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 0-for-1 in the game. Byrne hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kell is hit by the pitch. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Noren is called out on strikes. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Karis Quell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. Niemann hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Busby takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Busby. The throw from Berra and he is safe. Busby steals second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Berra settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Berra. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards first. Skowron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler is walked intentionally. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Busby moves to third. Lawler moves to second. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-2 in the game. Donovan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Berra hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Yankees. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mantle for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Skowron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carey strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 0-for-2 in the game. Byrne hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Byrne fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caris Quell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Noren hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Howard hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Dropo hits a pop-up towards first. Skowron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-3 in the game. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera pinch runs for Bob Niemann. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Busby hits a fly ball towards right. Howard catches it and throws to first to double up Rivera. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Berra takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mantle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Lawler is hit by the pitch. Connie Johnson pinch runs for Schirmlaller. Bob Kennedy pinch hits for Dick Donovan. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vern fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 1, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.